and then you're going to tie a leash to the horn, it's l'shamer. Now Rashi explains, by a l'shamer, by a cow, l'shamer is called a shmir yisera. The shmir yisera, because a cow doesn't need a leash at all. A cow, you could just guide it with your hand. You don't need a leash. It listens to you. So therefore, any shmir on a cow is going to be considered a shmir yisera. And therefore, when Chad Omar, l'shamer is going to be aser, obviously he holds, not like we just said, according to Hananya, that l'shmir yisera is aser, this Chad Omar that says l'shamer is aser is because he holds that for a cow, it's a shmir yisera, and a shmir yisera is going to be aser on Shabbos, even a shmir yisera. The Chad Omar l'noy aser, everyone's masking a noy is aser, if it's to beautify the cow, then it's aser, l'shamer mutter. But another, the shmir yisera for a cow, or any shmir yisera is going to be mutter according to the second man. We're going to try to figure out who holds what. But that's what I'm saying. One, everyone's masking noy is aser, and l'shamer is a machlekes. Now let me just mention l'noy. If you want to put a nice adornment on a cow, so Rashi says later on that it depends. If it's darka b'kach, if it's normal for this cow to walk around with this noy, with this adornment, then it's going to be mutter. Then it's not a machlekes. The home, then you don't have this Isser of Linoi. This is talking about a case where it's not the normal thing to put this on. You're just putting a nice thing on a cow, which is not the normal thing to put on. That already is an extra. It's called a Masai, and that particular case is Isser. But if it's a Noi that's going to be, that it's a normal thing to go out with this Noi, then it's going to be Mutal Kuyam. We're going to see that later on. Says the Gemara. So now we have machlokes over here. One man, we have Rav and Shmuel. We don't know who holds what, but they both mask him noy is aser, and there's a machlokes of a shmir yisera is a mutter or not. So now we're going to try to prove who's who. Amr of Yosef to stayim the Shmuel who the Amr l'noy aser l'shamer mutter. Al bingu raya, the Shmuel is the one who says that the first member that noy is aser, but shmir yisera is mutter. What's the raya? The Amr of Huna Barchia, Amr Shmuel halacha chananya. Because Huna Barchia said clearly in the name of Shmuel, Halach is Chananya, and we said, what does Chananya hold? Chananya holds Shmir Yisera is Mutter. So Ebe Zoi would come out that this, it would be Shmir Yisera, when it says L'shamer Mutter, is going according to Shmuel's day. It's Shmuel's Shita. So, in fact, I have a member Fakert. Amli Abaya Adra, but the time to Shmuel, Hudam, Bein Lenoi, Bein L'shamer also. Again, what we're focusing on over here is L'shmir. L'shmir is the Machlikis. And if you hear it says that Shmir is Aser, I'll bring a ray that Shmuel is the one who says Shmir is Aser. Dami Hudam Shmuel, Machlifin Lufanai, we had this on yesterday's daf. Dami Hudam Shmuel, Machlifin Lufanai, Lufnei Rebbe, Shalzu Bezu. We had in the Mishnah said, Gomel Ba'afser, Veneko Bechaitan. Now we might want to know what happens if you do the opposite. You do the gomel with the chaytam and the nekah ba'afser. So the Gemara said nekah ba'afser is pashit because it's not going to be shmir. There's no shmir with the nekah and the afser. We want to know what happens with the gomel, the chaytam. In other words, the shmir yisera. And what happened is amal lefanu rishmal b'biyesi kach amar abba dal beh. He wanted to make a diak. Again, this is Shmuel saying in the name of Rebbe. So Amr lefanu rishmal b'biyesi kach amar abba dal behemis yetsis ba'afser. There are four behemis to go out with a harness. Hasus, a horse, a parrot, a donkey, v'agomel, and a camel, v'achamor. I'm sorry, a parrot is a mule, v'agomel, and a camel, v'achamor, and a donkey. It says Gemara, what's the chiddush over here? The Gemara wanted to say, what's the chiddush over there? Lav lemutei gomel b'chaytem. That these things could go out with an afser, but they can't go out with a chaytem. In other words, a gomel can't go out with a chaytem. So now Shmuel bought this raya, and if Shmuel's bringing this raya, then obviously he holds that gomel b'chaytem is aser, and if he holds gomel b'chaytem is aser, then he holds shmir yisera is aser. So how could you say that Shmuel is the one who holds shmir yisera is mutter? The first lenoi is aser, shmir is mutter. The chayy see over here, Shmuel held that it was, even though the gemara was matchet. Taisus asked the kasha. I the gemara was matchet. Like upon him, Hamia, the Rishonim say Hamia, the fact that he bought the raya, you see that he originally tried to bring a raya that Shmir Yisera is Aser. So Lechayu, he's obviously the one who holds Shmir Yisera is Aser. So Akhtimara, Sami Ha, Mekmei Ha. And Akhtimara, you have to erase the second memra in front of the first memra. We have two memras. We have a steer. In essence, we have a steer. The first memra said Shmuel holds like Chananya. And the second memra, we see that Shmuel holds clearly, Shmuel holds that Shmir Yisera is Aser. Says the Gemara, Sami Hamik Meha, erase the second one in front of the first one, and all Shmuel's going to hold that Shmir Yisera is Mutter. In fact, the Gemara, my chaz, the Samus, Hai, Mekmehai, how do you know which one to erase? You have to erase one of them. We know it's a steer, but which one to erase? We don't know. So the Gemara, says the Gemara, my, again, Lanam with the Gemara, Bukhaitim, Sami Hamik Meha, my chaz, the Samus, Hamik Meha, Sami Hamik Meha, how do you know which one to erase? So now Rashi's Gersa is Kinara, Rashi's the Itma. So he takes out this parenthesis and you say the Itmar, go weiter after the parenthesis, Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Rav, we have a clear memory to say that Shmuel holds Shmir Yisera is Mutter, and that's how we know we're going to erase the second memory. Says the Gemara, Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Rav, the Itmar, Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amar Rav, bein l'noi bein l'shamer asa. Rav Chiya bar Avin Amar Shmuel, l'noi asa l'shamer Mutter. So you see clearly Rav holds Shmir is Asar, Shmir Yisera is Asar, and Shmuel holds Shmir Yisera is Mutter. So you see clearly over here that that's the halacha, that Shmuel holds the Shmir Yisera is Mutter. What happened to the first man, that member that we had, that Shmuel tried to bring a raya, that Shmir Yisera is Asar? So Rashi explains, according to Rashi, Rashi explains, that in Echanami, it was only half a minute, it was just trying to bring a raya. The Gemara's taka b'matcha, and Meil, Shmuel taka hold, Shmir Yisera is Mutter. So ask Gemara, Meisvei, this is a kasha. I'm sorry?
Maybe he's trying to bring a riot to Rav.
Shmuel's bringing a riot to Rav. I mean, Shmuel doesn't hold like that.
Yeah, sometimes you have.
Mm-hmm. Says the Gemara, Meisvei. Kosher, now this is talking about Paraduma. A Paraduma is not allowed, there's an Isav, Le'olah, oil. You're not allowed to have any oil in a Paraduma. Any yoke, any avoida, a Paraduma is not allowed to do. So says the Gemara, like this. Kosher, Ba'aliya, if you tie a leash onto the Paraduma, if you tie it onto it, a leash is kshera. Even it's not considered a yoke, it's not considered a avodah for the paraduma. In fact, the Gemara of Esau, Kedaydech Masi, who, if you're going to say that any extra shemira is considered a masi, and you're not going to go out with it on Shabbos, for the same reason, a paraduma is going to become possible, because a paraduma is not allowed to have a masi. And if you're going to consider this a masi, then you're going to consider, then the Gabi Shabbos should also be also to go out with it. It's a kasha on Rav. The Rav holds that it's not, that it's a masai. If it's a masai, it should be possible for a parah aduma. So the Gemara, v'isok the adch masai wa shaloy ole ole oil, amrachmano, and the Gemara, my abaya, three turutim. Abaya says, amra abaya, melicha melir. And the fact that we said that a parah aduma does not need a shmirah, that's only in the normal, in its hometown, when it's domesticated. But when you're taking it when transporting it from one city to the next city, over there, it likes going to the side to graze on the grass. So over there, it's very normal to put on a leash. So in that particular case, that's the case that the Gemara says that a paradum is kosher. But in a normal case on Shabbos, to have a leash going around in your area, to have a par with a leash, that's called a shmirah seira. In that particular case, Rav says that it's us to go out on Shabbos. That's one teretz. A second teretz is Rav Amashani para d'me'ayikar. How could you compare? A regular para to put on a leash is absolutely not normal. It's going to be considered a masid. But in the case of para aduma, which everyone knows para aduma is worth thousands and thousands of dollars, it's a very expensive para aduma. It's very seldom that you have a para aduma, a red, totally red cow without any hairs. So the bailim, whoever, the para aduma, a red cow, that calf that's born, you're going to be makbid not to do anything with it, and you're going to be very careful to watch it very, very closely, that nothing should happen to it. So by a para aduma, that's when it's normal to put on a leash. So when the Braisa said that a para aduma is going to be kosher if you put it on a leash, that's talking about a paraduma, where a paraduma is very expensive, it's normal to put on a leash, and that's why it's not considered a masai. But on Shabbos, for a regular cow to go out with a leash, that's called not normal, and that's called a masai, and therefore it's also a firav to go out with it on Shabbos. A third tarot says, this cow that we're talking about, that the paraduma is not going to become possible with it, because it's not considered a shmir yisera, that's talking about a murder, a wild cow. This paraduma happens to be a wild cow, and that wild cow is normal to put on a leash, obviously, because it's wild. But a normal domesticated cow is not so wild. A normal cow is not wild. And therefore, that Rav was talking about a normal cow, which is not wild, that type of cow is considered a shmir yisera in order to put on a leash. And that's why Rav says that it's aser, and Shmuel holds mutter.
Makes sense, a red cow would be wild.
Yeah, because it's spoiled.
No, not because spoiled.
He's red.
Because it's red, right?
It's red, red as well.
Aser,
yeah.
Make you see
red. This type of shayla, what's the halacha? You see these days they have on birds, on cows, they have everything, they have a metal clip on the ear. So is that called carrying on Shabbos? Yeah, they always have these clips. So
my brother has it as a farm.
Oh yeah? So
hundreds of sheep.
So what does he do?
I don't know. They all have clips, by
the way. I mean if it could be a, he has a gate around the property.
So it's normal.
So it's just yach. What?
So it's normal.
I'm not sure. So is this called a shmir yisera? Question: is this called a shmir? It's called a shmir l'chera. I mean, the first step you have to consider is called a shmir l'chera. L'chera it is called a shmir. In other words, even though it's a chip, it's a computer chip almost. So is that called a shmir?
Watching it, they use it for a lot of shit. They use it to know.
It's just like a number.
It's a number. It's not a computer chip.
A computer chip. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, brother.
Sometimes it's just a number.
Just a number. So the question is that called a shmir b'chla? So that you have to first down as it's called a shmir. So if it's a shmira,
no, how do you tell?
So it's a shmira. That's why you have the number, in order to be shmira, in order to know which one you have.
Which one is which?
Right.
Is that a
shmira seir or not? I'm telling you, that's machlekes.
If you have a dog with a collar, and on the collar is the name. Tag with your name and address,
or collar, telephone. What about the collar itself?
Right. The collar is the shmira. Oh, yeah, in the Mishnah,
the collar is okay, but the ring on it. Yeah.
That's the shmira.
But the identity.
So maybe that's called a shmira.
Interesting.
So that's the shail.
Why is that any different than a person that has a certain type of condition that they have to wear?
Yeah, say a medical
bracelet. Oh, that's a very good challenge. A bracelet in a hospital.
No,
a medical bracelet that people have,
allergic to penicillin.
I mean, it could be that.
I hear.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it's across the fascist, you know, you have to have it, then it could be to a whole different jail. Mm-hmm. It goes into a whole different jail. Let's say a hospital bracelet that has your name on it. Could you walk out with that?
It's a big shadow. Can you go to my head? I went to a shot with my kid was in the hospital.
So could you go out with that?
I didn't go out.
You didn't go out. So it's true. It's totally in it's.
But even though it's going out to the bathroom, you're still going into a...
But why is it there? It could be a masseh. It's not a beggar.
No, I don't think so. That was what we learned the other day. If you're in a hospital, you go out of your room into the corridor to go to the bathroom or something like that, or
that could also be a shayla.
Yeah,
you're saying I'll ever
have
tears. Some people have tell also Mac for the hallway.
Right, but this is the hallway itself. This is even more than a hotel. It's pashas, not like that.
Okay, interesting.
All these things are shaylas you have to find out. Okay, says the Gemara. Hasus b'shir. We learned in the Mishnah. A horse could go out with a shear as a collar, as a metal collar. Says the Gemara. Now, if you look in the Mishnah said, Yitzim b'shir v'nim shachim b'shir. It could go out with a shear, and it could be schlepped. It could be pulled with a shear. So what are these two things? The Gemara wants to know, what are these two things? My yitzin u'may nim shachim. Are they two different things? The same thing, saying it again. Machlokes. Amar Ravuna, o yitzin kruchin, o nim shachim. So Ravuna says, it could go out kruchin o nim shachim, which means... Kruchen means that we're talking about a shear with a leash around it. It's tied to a leash, a rope. So now, says the Gemara, Rav Huna learns, Yitzin Kruchen means it's wrapped around the neck. In other words, there's no place to hold, it's all wrapped around, which is more considered like a noi, because you're not schlepping it. It's just wrapped around. So it's this extra piece that's wrapped around is like a noi, which according to Rav Huna, is going to be the derech. Like we said before, it's not the derech. Here's what Rashi says, that this derech, according to Rav Huna, male, it's going
to
be mutter.
Yeah.
Right, so that's what we said before, we're talking about shalika derech. That's where it came from before. That's what Rashi says over here. That's how you know before it's shalika derech. But over here, talking about kederech, it's the derech. Obviously, if you have a leash, sometimes it's going to wrap it around the neck. So it's going to be it's going to be the derech. Or it could be pulled. That's the regular way of nimshachin. That's called for regular shmir. That's why it's not a mas. So Rav Huna says that it could be the nekuda is Rav Huna saying that it could be wrapped around. It could go out. If you want to schlep, if you want to pull the leash, then it's going to be mutter. If the leash is there to pull, then it's going to be mutter. It's a shmir, and that the shmir is not a mas, like we said. But ve'in yitzin kruchen, you can't wrap it around the neck, because wrapping it around the neck is going to be extra. It's not going to be it's not going to be a noy that's orcha according to Rashi, and therefore it's going to be usher according to Shmuel. It's going to be usher to walk around with it on Shabbos when it's kruchen, when it's wrapped around the neck, and you're not doing it to pull.
What Rabbi Yitzchak was saying about it's meant for pulling.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So pulling is going to be mutter.
Yeah, more than mutter. There's a
sad
over here that if you're not pulling, then
that's the biasa, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Says Gemara, but Tana, Yitzin Kruchen Limashik. So the Bryce is seemingly saying like Shmuel, that the Bryce says that it could go out Kruchen, that means wrapped around, but Betnai, that you're able to pull the fact, even though it's wrapped around, you're able to pull it. So the Rishonim Masbir, there's a little room over there. It's not tied around that you can't pull this leash, even though it's wrapped around. There's a little room for you to stick your fingers in, and therefore it has the Maila of Limashech. So this type of kruchen has the ma'ala l'mashal because you could stick your fingers in and pull it. But otherwise, it sounds like from the brisa, like Shmuel, that's going to be asur if you can't pull it.
But the Gemara you were learning when I came in was about people on a donkey. So you can sit on a donkey on Shabbos?
No, that was not talking about Shabbos. That story didn't take place on Shabbos. Asked him in Shiloh about Shabbos because he didn't want to make him feel bad. But the story itself didn't happen on Shabbos. Yeah, you can't ride your chamor on Shabbos.
I came in at the end.
Come in. You have in the Gemara. It's like the Gemara. Amr Rav Yosef. Chazin, now we're going to have a story. Amr Rav Yosef. Chazin alula igla, a story to prove what Rav Yosef holds l'maisa. Amr Rav Yosef. Chazin alula igla dvei Rav Huna. I'm sorry, Rav Huna holds l'maisa. Rav Huna said a halacha before that's going to be awesome. Now you see that Rav Huna, I'm sorry, that it's mutter. Now Rav Huna is going to see a story about Rav Huna that he talked was paskin that it's mutter. You're allowed to go out with a harness, kruchim b'shabbos. You're allowed to go out on Shabbos, the behemoth is allowed to go out, kruchim, even though it's wrapped around, you're allowed to go out. So you see, Rav Huna did, according to what he said, that you're allowed to go out, even though it's wrapped around. Kiyasir of Dimi, Amr Chanina, Mulois, the mules, shall base Rabbi, the mules of base Rabbi, Yitzis Bab for Seim b'shabbos. They went out with their harness on Shabbos. Now, Iboilu. Did he mean lahakul lahmer? Did they go out with it wrapped around, or even not wrapped around? I'm sorry. Did he go out with not wrapped around, or even wrapped around? Tashema ki asur of Shmuel ber Yehuda Amr Chanina Muloi shall beis Rebbe Yitz b'Avsarin kruchim b'Shabbos. Now he said the halacha was that they went out kruchim b'Shabbos. Amru Rabban Kamei Devasi. So you see clearly that the halacha is they went out kruchen. Not only with the leash stretched out, they went out kruchen. They went out when it was wrapped around. Now Amru Rabban Kamedri Avasi Hadri Rav Shmuel Yehuda that just said they could go out even though they're wrapped around. You don't have to have this memra because we could figure it out ourselves. How can we figure it out ourselves? Well, we're going to look at other memras and figure it out. Rav Dimi Nafka. Now we saw Rav Dimi said before. Rav Dimi just said they went out. He didn't explicitly explain if they're wrapped around or not. But the very fact that he said that they went out without for saying, what was his chiddush? So the Gemara is going to try to say, obviously the chiddush that he said, if he said such a thing that they could go out with their harnesses, obviously the chiddush that he meant to say is that they're even allowed to be wrapped around. How come? Says Gemara. If Rav Dimi was not talking about wrapped around, the way everyone's masking that it's going to be mutter, that's pashit. That he didn't have to say. We saw this today and we saw this yesterday, this memory again. So we saw that Rabbi Yosi said there are four behemoths that could go out with their leash, with their harnesses on Shabbos: the sus, the horse, the parrot, and the donkey, the mule, the gomel, and the camel, the chamor, and the donkey. So you see clearly that if the chiddush of Rav Dimi was to say, it couldn't have been the chiddush of Rav Dimi was to say that they could stam go out with the afser, because that's clear. Rav Yosi said that already. Rav Yosi said that the gomer and the chamor and the sus and pari could all go out with the afser. Elamai, what Rav Dimi was coming to add, he was coming to add and say that not only could they go out with the afser and shachin, they could also go out kruchin. So l'chayis kishpat, Rav Dimi meant to say kruchin. So what's the chiddush of Rav Yehuda and Shmuel that said before? Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda that said before that they could go out even when it's kruchin, says Gemara, no. Amar luhu Rav Asi, it's tuchlu. No, you need Rav Asi. Why? The Yehuda of Yehuda nafka have a minam amar lefan of lekiblu mine. You would say that the fact that Rav Yehuda said that they go out with their harness, you don't know necessarily that's the halacha, that everyone's makabel that halacha. We want to know halach l'maisa. We want to know stories. We don't want to know halachas and shechanach. We want to know stories that happen to know that we were mekabel from it. So therefore, we said a story. Kamash l'am de Rav Dimi said a story that not only did they say you could go out with the afser, but also the halacha is l'maisa like that, and he went out with the afser. So you don't know that he's coming to say the extra chiddush that you could go out kruchin. You just maybe know that the story was to say that it was nemshachin. So the idra of Dimi have a mina hani minu mshachin. Have a kruchin loy. Kamashlo Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Shmuel Bar Yehuda is coming to say this extra chiddush that it could go out also kruchin. So mainly you do need this chiddush of Rav Shmuel to say that you could go out kruchin. And the Chayyim Gemara is coming out that you could go out kruchin according to Rav Shmuel. Okay, so this is Gemara, right? We had in the Mishnah that the halacha is that this shear, this collar, this metal collar that was on the behemah, you could be maza. So we saw the chiddush was that by paraduma you could spray the collar, even though you're not choshes. Tosafos said you're not choshes that the spray is going to first land on the behemah, and that's going to be passel up the hazar. So that was one chiddush of the Mishnah. And the second chiddush of the Mishnah is v'teilu m'kayman. That means that if you want to table this shear, this collar, you don't have to take off the collar off the behemah. You could dip the whole behemah into the mikvah and get the collar like that. If you're talking about a sugya of how to be toivel it, toivel this collar, then obviously naming on, then it's a bar kibuli tuma, that it could possibly become tame. How could possibly this collar become tame? But nan, tabas adam tumeya, a ring of a person, only that could become tame. But utabas behemah v'kelim v'shar kalat debois, a tabas, a ring of a behema, which is this collar, l'chayr, is a ring of a behema, the kalim and a ring of a keli, let's say a pat, at the end of the pat, at the end of the pan, sometimes you have a ring at the end to hang up the pat, or the pan. So that ring, says the Gemara, v'shar kal tabois, and any other ring for that matter that's not for a person, is tahar, is not makabel tuma. And Rashi's ma'az, but the reason why things are not makabel tuma is because the pasuk says that only a tachshit is makabel tuma. The pasuk, there's a pasuk by Midyan when they were mitar the kelim. Rashi says there's a pasuk that says that it's going to become any ring, any tachshit is going to become tame. But if it's not a ring, if it's a ring, a tachshit, no, the tachshit of a keli, that's called a tachshit. It's not a keli itself. It's a tachshit of a keli. That's not going to be considered. That can't be mekabel tame. I'm sorry? Yeah, while it's attached, it could become tummy, because if the kli becomes a tummy, it's attached to the kli, it becomes tummy. But if it comes off that kli, it's called attached to the vekele, and therefore it's not going to become a kabel tummy.
Even if it is attached, it's able to become disattached.
But it's still not going to...
It will become disattached.
Right.
But it is attached.
So that will become tummy. Yeah, but we're talking about over here, where it wasn't attached.
Exactly, to each case.
So that's the psak. The psak is that if it's attached, while it's attached, it's for sure tummy. And if it's not attached and it touches a sheretz, it's not going to become tummy. Says the Gemara, Amrav Yitzchak. So now we're left with this question that how does this collar become tummy? L'chor, this collar is a collar of behema, and we just saw that a collar of tabas of behema doesn't come tummy. Amrav Yitzchak, we're talking about a specific case. We're talking about a collar. This used to be a choker for a person. Used to be a necklace for a person. And then you switched it over and decided to start using it for a behemah. And it became tummy while it was, Rashi learns, while it was a necklace for a person. And then you decided to use it for a behemah. And now it's a collar of a behemah. Now you want to be tarit. So how are you tarit? That's what the Mishnah is saying. That's what you could table in the mikvah. So this particular case we're talking about, it once was a necklace of a person. And that case, it could have become a mekabel tuma. Says the Gemara, Miloi Tanya. I'm sorry, Rav Yosef Amar, second, that was Rav Yitzchak's teretz. Rav Yosef has a different teretz. Hoyl v'adam moishich bohem es a behema. Because this collar is used for a person. It's called a keli of a person. It's not called a keli of a behema. If it's just considered a keli, let's say a shoe of behema, that might be called a keli of behema. Tachshit of behema. But the necklace of the collar of behema is made for a person to be able to schlep, to be able to pull the behema. So therefore, it's a utensil not only for the behemah, it's a utensil for the person itself, because the person needs this to schlep the behemah. And the Gemara is going to be right that such a thing is called is mekabel tuma. Milo itanya makel shebehemah, a stick that you chase a behemah with. Rashi says that you train a bear with, or you chase a behemah with. These shel matches, if it's from metal. Now if it's wood, we know pshuti kliyets, it's not mekabel tuma. But if it's a shel behemah, it's a mekabel tuma. Matam, what's the reason why it's mekabel tuma? Hayov adam rei debehem, because a person needs it in order to chase his to train his animal. Achanami hayov adam moishich behem, just like a stick for a behema. It's considered even though it's for a behema, but it's for you to train the behema. So therefore, it's mekabel tuma. So too, this shear, this collar of behema, because it's there to train a behema. I'm sorry, it's because it's there to pull a behema. For the same reason, for the person, it's for purpose of a person, and therefore it could be mekabel tuma. So we have two eitzes, how this kala can be kabbal tuma, either because it originated from a person, or because for in its own right, it's mekabbal tuma. We're going to see this in the Gemara later on. Says Gemara, v'toiv lo b'mekayimah. We learned in the Mishnah that, again, that this kala could be toiv, you could just dip the horse into the mikvah, and that's how you could mekabbal, that's how you could tire this kala. In fact, Gemara, what do you mean? V'yikah chatzitza. Now we're talking about rational lens, and we're talking about over here. You have a collar, and on the collar, how does it attach to a leash? On the collar, there's a hole for another ring, and on that ring is what you attach the leash to. Now the Gemara Nahamin is going, which is the normal way that this ring is attached to the collar. It's very very tight, and there's no room between the ring and the collar. Absolutely no room. So in fact, the Gemara, if there's absolutely no room between the ring and the collar. So then there's a chatzitza, the ring is being chaitz, it's the collar from being matar. So how you table this collar, the chari is a chatzitza effect Gemara. Now note that if Tosis explains that if the ring would never be taken off, then it's part of the collar, then it's not a problem of chatzitza. But the problem is of Tosis that sometimes you do take off this ring, and therefore it is a problem of chatzitza. In fact, this is I saw some placemen say from this Gemara, from this Tesis, someone who has a cavity and he puts in a filling. So because from this Tesis, Tesis says only because you take it off, that's why it's considered a chatzitza. But if you would never take it off, it's not considered a chatzitza, and therefore maybe a filling to a cavity would also not be considered a chatzitza because you never take it off.
It's okay.
What this case is worse? Our case, you mean over there it's pasha?
A man-made filling in a human being to two pieces of the kelim together.
I'm not saying any halachah. I saw from this place some place can say that. But then chenami, ask your local rabbi. It says Gemara. But tell them Gemara. Frakti Gemara of Ikach Hatzitza. You have this.
There's no choice.
And it's obvious. It's obvious that people do it, right? It's obvious
saying,
that people do it.
I don't know. What I'm saying about.
People do. People are table the mikvah with candy, with fillings.
I don't think that 90% or probably 99% of people are taking out their...
100%. 100%.
They're not usually made to come out today.
Yeah. What?
They're not usually made to come out today like that.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what we're saying. Because you don't take it out, that could be... That's
a tooth that comes out. It is such a thing.
Right. Braces might be more of a problem.
Mm.
Braces might be more of a problem. Huh?
Or dentures. Yeah.
Dentures.
That's right. For sure a problem. Mm.
Says Gemara, "V'leke chatzitza." Amar v'ami b'shirischan. We're talking about over here where you hammered out this ring, and Echanami, you hammered it out, and you made space between the ring and the collar. And that in that case, there's no problem because there's space in between, there's air in between. In fact, the Gemara. Now let's cheshbon. We just had two truths before to the fact that how's this ring mekabel tuma? Says Gemara, "Lemir v'ami kriv Yosef sfirli." It has to come out that Rav Ami said that you hammered out this ring. Obviously, is going according to the second teretz that we said before of Yosef, that said that this ring, this collar has a teretz kli in its own right. Why? If the teretz is like Rav Yitzchak, who said earlier that the reason why this is possible to be mekabel tuma is because it was originally from a person. And it was originally a necklace, and then you change it over to a noy behema. You change it over to a collar. In fact, Gemara, even the rischan of a lumaisa uparch la tuma. In fact, Gemara, lechayu, once you made a maisa, once you hammered out the ring, you're doing a maisa to change this from a behema, from a person to a behema. And once you change it, it loses all the tuma that it had originally, right? We lose it all. Says Gemara, we have a raya. The tnan kol akelim yordan le tumas machshava. Any keli, so now there's two halachas over here. One halacha is, the first halacha of the Brice is that if you have a mat that you might make into a chair, or you might leave it into a mat. So if you're still making it into a chair, it's not mekabel tuma because it's not a keli yet. But if you plan on using it for a mat and stop right there, then it's going to be mekabel tuma. So when do you decide? So it says, when's the mekabel tuma? Says the Brice, as soon as you decide to use it for a mat, you don't have to do any physical change to the mat. As soon as you mentally decide in your mind that you're using it for a mat, that's enough to be mekabel tuma. But the vice versa, when you want to change, now that you decide it should be a mat, and now you want to decide to use it for a chair, So what do you have to do? Could you mentally decide you want to use it for cheer and not be mekabel tum anymore? Says the Mishnah, no. But the only time it's going to get out of its tuma, if you change now, you do something to the mat to show to the ma'isa to the mat to show that you're making it into a cheer. But mentally, it's not enough. So, but Hami, it says in the Braisa clearly that once you do a ma'isa to it, it changes its status and it becomes that thing, and it's not mekabel tum anymore. So, if this kala that was originally a necklace, so in it was mekabel tum mishas, it was a necklace. But as soon as you do a ma'isa to it to change it to a kala for behema, it should become ois tame and should become not mekabel tum anymore. Says the Gemara, so if Rav Ami said that he's talking about you banged it out, so obviously he's going with the second teretz that we said before, that the reason why it's mekabel tumah is because in its own right, not because it came from a person. Says the Gemara, so look, Rav Yehuda, the Amar, maisel asak, and la maisehu. Says the Gemara, no. It depends what type of maisel you did. If you did a maisel to break this collar, then you would be right. Then it's not a collar anymore. Then it would become not tumah anymore. But Rav Yehuda says the only time it's going to become That's the only time, according to Yehuda, that's going to become ois tame. But if you're doing a ma'is to rectify it, to make it better, that doesn't become ois mekabel tumah. And therefore, this case, in a chenam, you made it ois for Adam, but because you're making it for behemah, you're adding to it, you're not subtracting to it, so therefore, you're not, it's still mekabel tumah. When do we say that a shini maisa gets the tumah out of it? Is only when you mekalkel, when you become ois kli. Well, you're not making it ois kli; you're just making it roif for behemah, and therefore it is mekabel tumah. Now we're going to have another teretz to this chatzitza problem. In the brisa we learned that the way to get out of this problem of chatzitza is talking about stam. It's a simple teretz. That originally, it was originally made that there's space in between the ring and the collar. Now, Taisi says, why it was a simple teretz? Why didn't the Gemara say this originally? Teretz says it wasn't the normal thing. The normal thing was to make it very tight. This case happens to be that originally it was made like this, very loose, and therefore it's mekabel, therefore it could be tevel mikvah and there's no problem with chatzitza.
Could be the normal thing was, they just took the ring and stuck it through the leather. They didn't make a hole. It just poked it through the ladder.
Mm-hmm. So therefore there wasn't space.
Right.
But you're saying in a case where they made it, it wasn't so normal to make it full space.
That's what I understand. I just came up with this, but the Gemara says before about hammering out a bigger hole.
Right.
Now it's saying, right. The actual...
So obviously the normal thing was just to pluck it in. I always say.
You didn't.
And, but over here...
Holes, it didn't,
okay, but I think a little problem with that is that this shear that we're talking about is metal. So I don't know if it's... I mean, maybe they did that. Maybe they just plucked the hole and, you know, maybe they banged it out. But
it's not a leather collar.
Yeah, but you could still probably say the same thing. Says the Gemara. Now that we've brought in this the brisa of Tabas Adam and Tumeo, Tabas Behem, Kalem, and Tar, we're going to talk about... We're going to bring in this Maisa. Shol Talmud Echad Megola Elyon. Esr Blaz Esr Eliezer. Shmaiti, one, a Talmud Esr Eliezer. Shmaiti shechilkin bin tabas la tabas. I heard that there's some type he came to his rabbi. I'm not sure exactly what I heard. I heard something. Please help me out. What he heard? He heard shmaiti shechilkin bin tabas la tabas. I heard that there's a difference between two different rings. A certain halacha. I'm not sure. I don't know anything. I just know there's a difference between two types of rings. Amalai. So Rabbi Yezid told him shemalai shemata elin shabbos. Well, you probably heard the difference is Lagabi Shabbos. Lagabi Shabbos is the difference between two types of rings. And Rashi explains that there's a ring with a chosim and a ring without a chosim. There's a ring with a seal and a ring without a seal. And only a ring with a seal are you allowed to go out with on Shabbos because it's a keli, it's a tachshit, but a ring without a seal you're not allowed to go on with the Shabbos. And that's probably what you heard. And it's a Mishnah later on we're going to see. Dealing in Tumah, but Lagabi Tumah, Lagabi the halachas of Tumah, there's absolutely no difference between any Tabas. There's no differences between any tabas, and therefore the chiluk you heard was probably the gabi shabbos. Frakti gemaral inyan tuma davda achazi. We just learned the brayza, but not tabas adam tumeya with tabas behemah v'kelim v'shar kol tabayis taris. We just learned in the brayza. The brayza says there is a difference in rings. It will gabi tuma also. The ring of a person is tame, and the rings of behemah kelim and shar kol tabayis is tar. So how can you say there's no differences in any rings? Gabi tuma. Look how you do find differences. So he really has answered, and you're right. Kika armalei iu namid adam. when the Talmud asked Rabbi Eliezer, he wasn't talking about any ring. He was talking about a person's ring. And in a person's rings, then there's no difference in Tomei, because all people's rings are always going to become Tomei, and there's no differences. Frekti Gemara, no. The Adam Davda Achasi. Even that is a difference. I'll find you a difference in the person also, the difference between rings. Vatanya, Taboisha Skinu Lachkaba Masnov, a ring for a person that was made to like a belt. Rashi learns that it was like a buckle of a belt. Ulkashaba Bank Seifov, and like a ring to tie your shirt up that shouldn't fall down. The shirt sleeve shouldn't fall down, sort of. So these type of things are tahar. So you see, even for a person, there's a difference between two types of rings. Now, the reason why these things are tahor is because it's a tachshik to tachshit again. Because the ring is not serving the person, it's serving the belt, let's say. The buckle of the belt is serving the belt. So therefore, it's a tachshik to tachshit, and therefore it's tahor. And also the ring on the shirt, it's serving the shirt, it's not serving the person, so it's tachshit to tachshit, and therefore it's tahor. But how may affect the Gemara? You see over here, there's a difference between tabois of a person also. Says the Gemara, Tameya Elshol Etzba. The only ring that you find is Tameya is only of a person's finger. Says the Gemara, Bilvad. Says the Gemara, Kika Enachanami, Kika Maleiu Nami de Etzba. In the rings of a person, that's when you won't find the difference between two types of rings. Karmelay. So, in fact, the Gemara, the Etzba, Davda, Achazi. Even that's Shver. In fact, the Gemara, the ring also, I'll find you differences. Vatnan, Tabashal Matches, Vachaisamashal Almoig, Tameya. When you have a ring of matches, a ring of metal, and the tabas, and the chayisim, and the seal of it, that's placed inside this ring, is of elmoig, which is a certain type of wood, then it's tamei. Why? Because pshutei kliyetz is not tamei. But when it has, and it all goes basar, it's all going to go basar the ring itself. I'm sorry, it's the pshutei kliyetz is tamei. So now, if the ring is metal, so then it's going to be tamei. But he shall elmoig v'chaysam shall matches. But if the ring is wood and the metal is tamei, the metal is matches, then it's going to be tar. So you see again, there's a difference between even in a person's ring, there's a difference. Sometimes it's tamei and sometimes it's tar. Says the Gemara, ki kamalei iunami kul shel matches kamalei. The ring that I was talking about, that is absolutely no difference between two types of rings, is talking about matches. And in that particular case, there's no difference between Tomei. So again, so when Rabbi Eliezer said, Lagabi Shabbos, I'll find you a chilek. And Lagabi Tomei, there's no chilek. He was talking about a ring of a person that's totally metal. In that particular case, there's no difference between any types of rings, Lagabi Tomei. Now, a similar type of story. I heard that some type of difference between two types of needles. Is Amalei, Shemalei, Shemata, Elin Yashabbos. The Gabi Shabbos, I'll find you a difference between two types of needles. The Ilin Yin Tumma, but the Gabi Tumma, there's absolutely no difference between the two types of needles. Rashi explains that the Gabi Shabbos, the two types of needles is Nukuva and Inu Nukuva. If it has a hole in it or not, depending on if it's attached or not. But the Gabi Tumma, you'll never find the difference. Is it true that linyan tuma, there's no difference between any types of needles? I'll find you a difference. But nan machat shnitel chura, a needle that it's taken out its point. I'm sorry, it's the chura is the back of it, the hole. Oy uktza or its point tayra. So you see over here that a regular machat is tamei. And a machat shenitel chura yokso is going to be tar. So I do have a difference in the needles between certain types of needles are tamei and certain types of needles are tar. So Gemara ki karmali b'shleim. And I was talking about, when I said there's no difference in tamei, I was talking about a full needle, that the full needle that nothing was taken off of it. In fact, Gemara, even that I'll find you a difference. So b'shleim edavada achazi, but not machat shehel sechulda, a machat that got mold on tap. Im akav is atfira, if you can't sew anymore because of this moldness on tap, tahira v'im lav tumeya. So you see clearly that there is again a difference between two types of machas legabi tuma. V'amid ve'rav yanai, but v'hu shirishu minikar. When there's a two pshat in Rashi, machmer omekel, but Akavan will learn one of them. V'hu shirishu minikar. The only times that we say that it's tameh, that if it's not makiv the tefillah, it's tameh, is only in the case where shirushumi neko, where you could see the needle. But if it's so covered up, it looks like a box on top, and it doesn't even look like you can't even see the needle through the mold, even if it could make a tefillah, then it's going to be tar. The hami effect of Gemara, you see that there's a difference between two types of needles, if there's mold or not. Says the Gemara, ki kamalei b'shifa. You're right, I was talking about a polished one without any mold. Frek kamalei. Frek Gemara, b'shifa dava dava achasi. Frek Gemara, I'll find even a shifa, even a polished mold, a polished needle, I'll find you a difference between two types of needles. Batanya machat bein nekuva, bein einin nekuva, mutl tatl b'shabbos. V'leirmin nekuva elinin toma. In fact, you see that nekuva, and that if it has a hole or if it doesn't have a hole, it's mutl tatl b'shabbos. It's not muksa. It's not muksa. Why? Because you can take out a kitz, Rashi says. So because you can take out a kitz on Shabbos, you can take out, if you have a splinter, you can take it out on Shabbos with this needle, so therefore it's not muksa. But v'lo yamin nekuva, and when's there a difference between if it has a hole or not, when the needle has a hole or not, is only el inyan tumah. You see clearly over here, the Bryce is saying that when it has a hole, that's when it's mekabel tumah, and when it doesn't have a hole, it's not mekabel tumah, says the Gemara. So there's a difference between a needle also. Hategema abaya, leave the rabba begolmi. Says the Gemara, no. A needle, is always mekabel tumah. Whether it has a hole, whether it doesn't have a hole, it's mekabel tumah because it's a kli. Even if it doesn't have a hole, so you can't sew with it, but still you can take out a kite, so it's considered a kli. But when did the Gemara say Elin Tumah Blavad, there's a difference between if it has a hole or not, it's talking about a gulmi. A gulmi is like a lashon goylam. It's a lashon of a brand new needle that you're making for the first time, that it's still a goylam, it's still not fully processed yet, it's not fully made yet. And that particular case, so now it depends what you're gonna use it for. You could use it, you could eventually make a hole in it, and you could eventually not make a hole in it. Now, if it's still not processed and you didn't decide yet if you're making a hole in it or not, so in that case, it's not makabel tumah, because if you still plan on making a hole, it's not a full kli yet, because it's still what to do with the kli. It's not a finished kli, and not a finished kli is not makabel tumah, and therefore, in that particular case, that's the difference between a nekuva and any nekuva when it's not a finished product yet. But when it's a finished product, if you did finish the product without a hole, in that case, then it's tamei regardless. Okay, we'll stop here.
Uh-huh.
Very good. Shkach.
Says rust.
I'm sorry, not mold. Okay, shkach.
Different organism.
Yeah.